Bond set at $2 million for a man charged in a fatal shooting in Canton. 33-year-old Ashad Carlisle was arraigned today in Canton Municipal Court on charges of aggravated murder and discharging a firearm near prohibited premises. He's accused in the April 19th shooting of 51-year-old Richard Statz inside an apartment near Tuscarawas Street West and Broad Avenue. Statz died 2 days later. Carlisle arrested Wednesday by the U.S. Marshals Northern Ohio Violent Fugitive Task Force. 30 former Ohio State football players have joined a federal lawsuit involving alleged sexual abuse by former team doctor Richard Strauss. Among them is Ray Ellis, a Canton McKinley graduate and former NFL player. Ellis, one of only three former players to publicly identify himself in the case against the university. The suit comes after a recent court ruling allowing survivors to seek additional damages. Two Canton women charged following an alleged stabbing incident in the city. 27-year-old Chyna McClinton was arrested Thursday on a felonious assault warrant. 19-year-old Alea Howard faces an assault charge. McClinton allegedly used a knife against two women during a fight Monday in the 2400 block of Lake Road Boulevard. The victim suffered minor injuries. McClinton arraigned today in Canton Municipal Court. She's being held on $150,000 bond. A range of infrastructure, financial, and community issues addressed at today's Lake Township Trustees meeting. The board approved more than $62,000 in expenditures, the 2026 paving plan, and purchase of a new handheld radio for the road department. Following an investigation and legal review of property owners in Lake O'Pines Estates, trustees also passed a resolution requiring owners to remove unauthorized ditch enclosures and restore proper drainage. Breeze Airways expanding at Akron-Canton Airport. First nonstop flights to Savannah, Georgia began Thursday. Flights will operate on Thursdays and Sundays. The airport says the new route gives Northeast Ohio travelers an affordable and convenient option. This marks the 15th nonstop destination Breeze offers from CAK, joining cities such as Orlando, Las Vegas, Charleston, and Myrtle Beach. Allegiant Airlines also offers nonstop service to Savannah Hilton Head from Akron-Canton. Mount Union alumnus and longtime faculty member chosen to lead undergraduate studies at the university, Keith Miller, named Dean of Undergraduate Studies after serving as interim dean since December. The Atwater native has taught biochemistry and chemistry at the school since 2013. He will oversee more than 40 undergraduate majors and 55 minors. Major incident targeting the online learning platform Canvas disrupted thousands of schools, including Kent State University. The hacking group Shiny Hunters claims responsibility for Thursday's cybersecurity incident, saying the breach impacted nearly 9,000 schools worldwide. Kent State says services have been restored. Its IT team will continue monitoring. Reports say ransom notes appeared on some login pages, threatening to release user data unless payment was made by Tuesday. Feedback from students and staff has led Kent State to suspend a pilot program using license plate recognition cameras on campus. University officials say some people felt less secure with the cameras in place. The system installed this spring's test of new safety technology and is on hold pending further review in the fall. An animal cruelty case in Columbiana County moving forward after the discovery of four dead horses at a local stable. 45-year-old Heather Berkmeyer of Salem Township pleaded not guilty today during arraignment in municipal court. She's charged with multiple misdemeanor counts, including cruelty to animals. Berkmeyer due back in court for a pretrial hearing August 5th. Investigators say skeletal remains were found last October at Pure Gold Stables during a property inspection. Federal tech support scam that defrauded elderly victims across the country has reached a final plea. 24-year-old Shreyas Chowdhury pleaded guilty to conspiracy to commit money laundering in a Cleveland federal court. Sentencing scheduled for August. Prosecutors say the scheme used fake computer pop-ups to trick victims, including a Salem man who lost $61,000. Fairfield Township man remains behind bars after being indicted by a Columbiana County grand jury. 48-year-old Jason Hartso is being held on $50,000 bond. He's charged with kidnapping, disrupting public services, and assault stemming from an April 6th incident outside a daycare on West Park Avenue in Columbiana. Police say a woman sent texts reading 911, Jason, and help before being forced into a truck by her ex-boyfriend. She was later found on Lusk Lock Road in Elk Run Township after escaping. West Branch School District searching for a new treasurer. During a special meeting Thursday, the Board of Education approved the resignation of Adam Fisher, who served in the role since January 2021. He'll leave July 31st to become treasurer of Louisville Schools. The board also approved a 2-year contract for Adam DeMont as director of special services.